When Jobs returned from his medical leave, Cook resumed his role as the person who kept the moving parts at Apple tightly meshed and remained unfazed by Jobs's tantrums. What I learned about Steve was that people mistook some of his comments as ranting or negativism, but it was really just the way he showed passion. So that's how I processed it, and I never took issues personally. In many ways, he was Jobs's mirror image, unflappable, steady in his moods, and, as the thesaurus in the next would have noted, saturnine rather than mercurial. I'm a good negotiator, but he's probably better than me because he's a cool customer, Jobs later said. After adding a bit more praise, he quietly added a reservation, one that was serious but rarely spoken. But Tim's not a product person, per se. In the fall of 2005, after returning from his medical leave, Jobs tapped Cook to become Apple's chief operating officer. They were flying together to Japan. Jobs didn't really ask Cook. He simply turned to him and said, "I've decided to make you COO.